I heard trumpet.
It was very, very loud. It kind of almost shook the earth.
Exactly how the Bible described.
And I look up.
And there was like an open circle.
I started hearing angels singing like,
oh my gosh, what's going on?
I see these huge lights.
Like spirits just shooting to the skies.
In the sky is Jesus.
That's Jesus.
I see Jesus.
He really is coming.
His return is near.
Jesus is coming.
He's coming.
The rapture is very close.
The rapture is very close.
The rapture is about to take place.
Hey, God bless you guys. It's me, Chris Love for Jesus, back with another video prayer. I want to bless an awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus. So y'all, today I have for you a beautiful sister in Christ who emailed me her dream and vision from the Lord. She said she had a rapture and tribulation dream. Y'all, you need to understand that these dreams and visions are coming from God because it says in the Word of God in Acts 2:17 that in the last days, God is going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. His sons and daughters will prophesy. His old men will see visions and His young men will dream dreams. Amen. So this is in the Word of God. He said it's going to happen. That's why we could trust that it's real and that it's true and that it is happening. Now remember, the devil can send counterfeit dreams, okay? That's why it has to line up with the Word of God. And just remember, not every single dream that you have is from the Lord. Amen. A lot of dreams that we have are just mumbo jumbo stuff that don't even make sense. But you'll know when it's from God because it'll always stick in your mind. It'll always come back to your memory. And you'll feel a tug on your heart that you are supposed to share that. You know it's in the Bible. You know that it's there. Because a lot of times when it's just random dreams, we'll forget about them. They won't actually stick into our memory. But when the Lord is constantly reminding you, He's like, I gave you something to share and I want you to share it. Amen. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get into see what exactly this sister experienced. So let's go.
Hey everybody, my name is Shakira and I hope and pray you all are doing well. I wanted to get on here and share the dreams that the Lord has given me regarding the last days and the things to come. And for a while, I wrestled with whether or not God had given me these dreams because I didn't really understand them. And it wasn't until I checked the dreams with scripture that I knew the Lord had given me these dreams. But before we get started, I'd like to pray and then get into the telling of the dreams that He's given me. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for giving me these dreams. Lord, I hope that these dreams reach many people, Lord. I hope that these dreams bring Your people closer to You. And I hope and pray that these dreams waken those who are lost and who do not know Your love, Lord. We love You, we honor You, worship You, and cherish You. Let all the glory be Yours, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so the first dream started off with me and my friends. We were all at a very fancy restaurant having brunch. And we were all eating and, you know, drinking and laughing and having a really good time. We were all wearing clothes. I've never seen any of my friends wear these clothes, and I never wore these clothes either. Like, these clothes look like they were straight out of like a Vogue magazine. Like, these were the most beautiful and fashionista type clothes I've ever seen in my life. Not saying that my friends don't got style or I don't, but I have never worn something that beautiful. So it went from there to a scene of me skipping and singing down the streets. Like, it looks like I was in New York, and it almost looked like something out of a musical. Like, I was skipping and singing and waving at people, and it's like everybody knew me and everybody was like just happy. And then I got to the end of this street, and please forgive me if I start tearing up. So I get to the end of the street, and this girl, who, when I knew her, I was not saved. I professed Christianity, but I know I did not know the Lord. I did not know Him like I know Him now. Like, I wasn't even a lukewarm Christian, I believe. Like, I didn't know the Lord. So she approached me like from under the stairwell, and she was sitting with a bunch of people like that were very dark, and they almost looked demonically possessed. So she came from underneath the stairs, like, but she was still sitting underneath the stairs, and I crouched down to her and all these people, and she was like, "Hey, if they ask me if you're a Christian, I'm gonna make sure I tell them that you're not." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then this guy approached me from under the stairs, and he looked demonically possessed. And he asked me, he was like, "Have you seen the image of the beast?" And I said, "No." He then guided me off of this balcony that overlooked the entire ocean. And looking out into the ocean, you'd see this like wooden plank and these two wooden beams and a canvas in between it. So it's basically like a canvas on a wooden plank bobbing in the middle of the ocean. And he had told me that that was the image of the beast. So on the canvas was painted in black letters, Christ, and then there was an S at the end of Christ, basically to say Christ's, but the S was red, and then the word elect was black. So the whole word saying said Christ's elect. And underneath that word, underneath that phrase was an image, and it looked like a newspaper article was cut out and plastered to the canvas, and it had a bunch of dead bodies laying on top of one another. So if you're getting the picture, you'd see Christ elect and then an image of a newspaper article of dead bodies piled up on top of one another. And then the image kind of bobbed back and forth in the ocean until it turned around and it said, "Will you be one of them?" And then the dream ended there. So to recap on the dream, and the key points of the dream where I went back and checked it with scripture. The first part of my dream where I was talking about me and my friends were at brunch and we were like eating and drinking and having a good time. Matthew chapter 24, verse 38 spoke about in the last days, people would be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. And I remember actually being in my dream and thinking about that part of scripture. Like I remembered like what I was doing was kind of like being careless. Like I just didn't care about anything that was going on in the world. All I cared about was that I was having a good time with my girls. And then the second part of the dream that I want to touch on was when my friend that I knew, when I was living in sin before I got saved, when she had told me that if they ask her if I'm a Christian, she's going to tell them no. I know that she was saying that because she wanted to protect me, basically. And how I check that with scripture is basically during the tribulation, I personally believe that the church will be raptured before the 7-year tribulation period starts. But basically, during the tribulation, admitting you're a Christian is like marking yourself for death. And the Antichrist is going to be given power to wage war on the saints. And if you need the scriptures that I checked that with, you can check out Daniel 7:21, Revelation 7:9, and also Revelation 13:7. And the last point I want to touch on, when the man had asked me if I had seen the image of the beast and I said no. So Revelation 13:1 speaks of the beast having 7 heads, 10 horns, 10 crowns, and a blasphemous name. That beast was the beast that rose out of the ocean in the book of Revelation. So that would be tying that back to that, the image of the beast that I saw in my dream. And also the beast was given the right to kill Christians and those who would not receive the mark of the beast or the number of his name on their right hand or their forehead. Again, you can reference Revelation 13:7, really the whole chapter 13 of in the book of Revelation. But that would explain all of the dead Christians on the newspaper article. And then asking me if I would be one of them, I feel like full circle, the Lord was communicating to me, first of all, to check myself and to make sure that I am basically choosing a side. I'm either going to live for him or I'm going to live for this world. And then also, I feel like this dream is communicating to everyone watching to check yourselves and to make sure that you are entering through the narrow gate and you're on the straight and narrow path. So that was the first dream. The second dream started off, I was in this bluish, purplish, pinkish hue room. Like, it's like all these colors were mixed together. Like, it felt like I was in the clouds. And I was in this huge space. And there were like an innumerable amount of people in the room. And we all had on white robes. And all of a sudden, I felt someone come in the room, and I know it was Jesus, because it was like I felt power come in the room. And everybody started jumping up and screaming, and they were so filled with joy and happy. And I heard him say, "Everyone with a mark on your forehead, come with me." And everybody started jumping up and screaming and shouting and giving cheer. So I remember I was jumping up and screaming and filled with joy. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, yes, I'm in heaven. I finally get to go and to the wedding supper of the Lamb. That's exactly what it felt like we were going to. We were going from one room to another in heaven. And in some way, shape, or form, I was able to see that I didn't have a mark on my forehead. So it's like I saw I didn't have a mark on my forehead, and then I stopped jumping up and down, and I just stood there. And everyone who had a mark on their forehead left the room, and everyone else who didn't have a mark on their forehead just stood there. In silence. We were all just standing there in silence. And then my dream ended. So what I got from that dream, and let me explain the points first, and then I'll get to that part. So for my second dream, the first point I want to touch on is when I was sitting in the room in heaven, and everyone there, including myself, was wearing a white robe. So I feel like that was in direct correlation with the rapture, where scripture tells us in Revelation 19:7, the marriage supper of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So the second part I want to touch on was the higher power that entered the room. It was Jesus, which, of course, we as the bride of Christ will be in heaven with him at the rapture during the wedding supper of the Lamb, our bridegroom. The next point I wanted to touch on was when he told everyone with a mark on their forehead to follow him. So at first I thought that this meant like Jesus, during Revelation, where the 144,000 are going to be sealed during the tribulation, and they will not be able to be harmed, and their job will be to spread the word of God to people on earth. I thought about that, then I was like, how it makes sense, because I'm in heaven. But I don't know, like, I didn't want to just cancel it out altogether. But what made more sense?
I want to say really quick, because it reminds me of the scripture
of the two, what is it? The 144,000, okay? So it says that the 144,000 are sealed and 12,000 of every tribe. Now, listen to what it says in verse 14. It says, then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roaring of mighty ocean waves or the roaring of loud thunder. It was like the sound of many harpists playing together. This great choir sang a wonderful new song in front of the throne of God and before the four living beings and the 24 elders. No one could learn this song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. They have kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among people on the earth as a special offering to God and to the Lamb. They have told no lies. They are without blame. And it also says that, in the King James Version, reading NLT, but the King James Version says, they are male virgins from the 12 tribes of Israel. And they have been given the seal of God in their foreheads, and they were kept as like an offering, as like God's special offering. Perhaps what that was the 144,000, they have a special place with Jesus as well. They're also a part of the first resurrection, those who get caught up with God and whatnot. But
was when in Revelation 22:4, when it speaks of, you know, the new heaven and new earth, and everyone in heaven will have God's name on their forehead. I believe that's what that was talking about. Which when Jesus was saying everyone with the mark on their forehead, follow me. And then the fourth point I want to touch on was when I started jumping up and down, and somehow I was able to see that I didn't have a mark on my forehead, and then the door was shut. So I believe that God was telling me that there are many who may think that they are saved, but they aren't. They believe that because they said the sinner's prayer once, that, you know, that they will, you know, saying is one thing, but believing is another. I said it all day long. I would tell people all the time, I'm a Christian, but I did not believe. I didn't believe. There was no way I believed, because if I actually believed, I believed that Jesus was real, but I didn't know him. I know for a fact that there are so many people, and I've witnessed it, and I'm not trying to throw shade or belittle anybody, but I say this with a heart full of concern and desire for those who are lukewarm Christians to turn away from the world and follow Jesus. I believe that that was the theme of that dream, was a lot of people will think that they're going to enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb, but they don't know Jesus. The Lord even said, there will be people who cry, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out evil spirits in your name? And he will look at them and say, I never knew you, workers of lawlessness. Really, the question you should be asking yourself is, am I on the straight and narrow path? Do I really know Jesus? Am I really secure about my salvation? And really just go before the Lord and humble yourself and ask him. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent his son to die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sins that we deserve to pay. But Jesus paid it for us so that we could have eternal life. And if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that he died on the cross for our sins, you will be saved. Thank you for watching this video. And again, I hope it was a blessing to you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, sister, for that. And my little baby's awake, so I got to get going here. Thank y'all. I hope this blessed you. And I have this little card to share with y'all as well. It's hard to see because, this card's green, so it's not showing it very well. I forgot about that, but this is a little card my son drew. Maybe I can get it to show. He wanted me to share. He made it for my videos. So he's like, here, mommy, I made this for you to show in your videos. So I'm just sharing it really quick with y'all. It's so cute. I love it. And yes, so Glory to God. I hope y'all were blessed by that. Thank you so much, sister, again for sharing with me and just being a blessing and being obedient to the Lord Jesus, that you are shining your light for Christ. Amen. I pray that you all are being blessed and shining your lights for Christ as well. Amen. If you made it to the end of this video, please leave below in the comments, shine your light for Christ. Amen. With some rainbows. In Jesus' name, I love y'all. I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.